Cuba, and much more. Today is Tuesday, August 8, 2023. The Cuban ambassador to Iran, Alberto González Casals, celebrated the 44th anniversary of the beginning of relations between both countries. Casals catalogues the ties between the two states as relations of friendship and cooperation for the benefit of both peoples. In May 2022, both states held the 18th session of the Iran-Cuba Intergovernmental Commission in Tehran in order to reactivate ties in economic, commercial, financial, and collaboration matters. As a result of that meeting, government representatives from both parties signed 13 high-ranking agreements in the energy, agricultural, banking, and industrial sectors. Cuba and the Islamic Republic of Iran have maintained uninterrupted diplomatic relations since August 8, 1979. A group of four delegates will represent Costa Rica at the Central American Solidarity Meeting with Cuba, which will take place in Honduras from August 11 to 13, as confirmed by the Bolivarian Circle, Yamilet López. The delegation of the Costa Rican Movement of Solidarity with the Cuban People to the meeting in Tegucigalpa is made up of community, youth, and student leaders and leaders at the time. The group will be present at the colloquia and work commissions, which will deal with Fidel Castro and solidarity, the current Cuban economy and its challenges, as well as the battle against the blockade against Cuba, among other topics. There will also be a cultural presentation with traditional Costa Rican songs centered on the presence of Major General and Lieutenant General of the Liberation Army, Antonio Maceo, and his brother, José, as well as Major General Flor Corbett and the Cuban families that formed the productive colony in Mansión de Nicoya in the 1880s. The presence of these personalities of the Liberation Army against Spanish colonialism meant a significant chapter in the foundation and development of friendship between the peoples of Costa Rica and Cuba. Lessons in popular dances, ballet, percussion, and evolutions on casino dance rings are on the program of the Casino Cubasoy Summer Festival, which is running until August 12 in the Cuban capital. This annual event is the only one of its kind in the country, aimed at teaching Cubans interested in learning the most popular dances within the broad national spectrum. The casino parties organized by the Cubasoy Show Company, founded on June 14, 2015, with the purpose of contributing to the revitalization of Cuban popular culture. A perceptible 3.8 magnitude earthquake in the Richter scale disturbed several residents in Santiago de Cuba at 22:26 hours local time on Monday to become the eighth tremor with that range in the country. According to the network of stations of the National Seismological Service of Cuba, attached to the National Center for Seismological Research, the tremor originated 3.2 kilometers deep, and the epicenter was located 47 kilometers southeast of Santiago de Cuba, while reports of perceptibility extended to the eastern province of Guantánamo and Holguín. No human or material damage was reported. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.